Serving as the SCO's principal for internal affairs, the Shanghai spirit features mutual trust, mutual benefit, equality, mutual consultations, respect for cultural diversity, and pursuit of common development. In his speech at the now-concluded SCO summit in Qingdao on Sunday, Chinese President Xi Jinping called for the continuation of the Shanghai spirit to surmount difficulties, diffuse risks, and meet challenges. Saurabh Gupta is a senior researcher with the Institute for China-America Studies, a U.S.-based think tank. He says the Shanghai spirit is the fundamental basis behind the SCO's success.
This organization is built on the same principles of the United Nations: sovereign equality of countries, countries cooperating with each other, and the agenda is not set by the big powers only. It's a grouping of major, middle, and small countries, and each of them share equally in the burdens and its benefits. This is essential and vital and very, very important.
Stephen Perry, chairman of Britain's 48 Group Club, a UK advocacy group for trade with China, suggests other countries should be learning from the concepts of the Shanghai spirit.
What is happening in Asia, particularly inspired by China, is the concept of economic development on a sustainable basis, working collectively with other nations and sharing the wealth. The emphasis is more on sharing in Asia than in the West. So as we go forward, I think the Shanghai spirit is a very important issue for the West to look at and understand. I think the Shanghai spirit will give a great opportunity for SCO to be successful as an organization that adjusts itself according to how even the small countries feel.
Ahmed Hashimi, a senior American researcher of Middle East studies, says the SCO may change the dominant status of voices from developed countries.
As we see, some people now are talking about another model of EU, European Union in the East, another model of NATO, another model of G7. So again, what we can see is the diversification of trade and commerce and interactions and different voices. So for the last couple centuries, the world was Eurocentric, Euro-American, but now we are witnessing that and other voices are being heard, and other countries are becoming great again.
The SCO Qingdao Summit is the first meeting for the group since its expansion. It was established in Shanghai in 2001, with China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan as its founding members. India and Pakistan joined the organization during the Astana Summit a year ago. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.